I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Lifestyle medicine is a growing field that highlights daily habits that can help prevent and even treat many chronic diseases. Dr. Kevin Griggs is here to talk about the power of healthy routines. Dr. Griggs is an associate professor of family medicine, and he's a family medicine physician at MUSC in Columbia. Dr. Griggs, tell us about the lifestyle routines or essentials of lifestyle medicine that really can play an important role in preventing or managing chronic disease.
Well, there are six core pillars that we need to look at. The first of those is eating mostly whole or plant-forward foods. We need to get regular physical activity. We need to prioritize good sleep. We need to manage stress effectively. Avoiding risky substances like tobacco or excessive alcohol is very important. And building strong social connections. These habits really form the foundation of long-term health, and they're powerful tools in both prevention and treatment.
Well, tell us about the prevention aspect. How might these lifestyle interventions help prevent certain chronic diseases?
Well, the research is really compelling. Up to about 80% of chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, and even some cancers can be delayed or prevented through healthy lifestyle choices. When you focus on consistent habits like healthy eating and daily movement, you can reduce inflammation, you can improve your metabolism, and even lower your risk for serious disease.
And how might these same healthy routines help manage existing chronic conditions that someone might have?
Even after a diagnosis, for example, people with type 2 diabetes who can improve their diet, increase their activity, and reduce stress will often see lower blood sugar levels, sometimes with less medication. Similar improvements are seen with blood pressure and cholesterol. Lifestyle changes don't replace medical care, but they absolutely enhance it.
And you mentioned the importance of exercise. Tell us more details about what we should really be striving for to make that a part of our healthy lifestyle.
The general goal is at least about 150 minutes of moderate activity each week. That breaks down to about 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. That can be walking, biking, swimming, anything that gets your heart rate up. And even shorter bouts, 10 or 15 minutes at a time, will still count. The key is consistency. You need to move more, sit less, and find something you enjoy.
Dr. Griggs, how does lifestyle medicine typically work alongside traditional care?
Lifestyle medicine isn't about replacing medications. It's more about enhancing the outcomes. It can help lower the dosing or the number of medications that are needed over time and help improve the quality of life.
And when you mentioned the six habits that form the foundation for long-term health, you included strong social connections. Tell us more about how social connections impact our health.
Well, social connections reduce stress hormones. It helps to lower blood pressure. It improves your resilience. Even regular chats with a friend or attending local groups can help have a meaningful health benefit.
Dr. Griggs, thanks for this information about the power of healthy routines.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.